is Sam Harper. He'll be behind the stumps for the Renegades, and he joins us on the line now. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Maisie. Morning, Bryce. How are you?
Very well. Now, how are you feeling through this Big Bash season? Because we always look for the youngsters, and you seem to be a great discovery this year after after making your debut for the Renegades. How are you feeling halfway through the season?
Yeah, no, it's been great. Obviously, loving the Big Bash. It's a great time of year, and yeah, with the 14 games this year, obviously it was a bit of a longer season, so that's created sort of a really busy schedule for us. But yeah, loving it, and hopefully we can keep getting a few more wins and make the finals.
Sammy, great to be talking to you. Good morning. And the Renegades started really well and then, well, dropped a few games there. So you started off with two wins and then two and three, but found your mojo back. And what do you put that down to?
I don't really know. Like, sometimes it's in T20. It can literally just be a couple of overs, as you know. Just a few bad decisions or a few, some poor execution from a batting group or bowling group, and the game can be taken away from you, as we saw the other night. We sort of tamed the Bash brothers in getting Lyndon McCullum out at the Gabba and chased 144, and then the two of them and Brian got going, and we ended up chasing 191 down in Geelong, and that was always going to be a tough chase. So I can sort of just do T20 and sort of which player executes and plays well on the night.
Now, you've really found some touch and a unique role at the top of the order. You've been able to accelerate right from the very start, and you seem to be playing your role most of the time to perfection. And the nature of T20 is that we don't always get it perfect, but you must have enjoyed finding your feet and winning some ways with the Renegades.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Get an opportunity up at the top of the order. Andrew McDonald, my touring coach, and obviously the Renegades coach as well, giving me a lot of freedom at the top of the order, and he's backed me up there. So yeah, it's been great fun. I've really enjoyed it. It's been good to bat alongside some great players in the past few weeks.
So how does the coach? You mentioned Andrew McDonald there. So how does he talk to you to make you feel like you've got that confidence?
Yeah, well, obviously we've worked together for a few years now, so he knows my game pretty well, along with Lockie Stevens, our batting coach, and. Yeah, pretty much the message is to just back my strengths and play to my individual strengths, and then, but with the freedom to try and execute. And as you said, in T20, things aren't always going to go your way. You can get out ramping for one in Geelong and look like an idiot, or you can play ramping a dozen four and everyone love you. So, yeah, I think it's just about from game to game, not changing your mindset and just keep going and backing yourself and knowing over 14 games, some days it's going to work and some days it's going to not, but not changing throughout the journey.
What about as a keeper? Do you have to concentrate more in Big Bash cricket? Do you have time to switch off between balls? Because the stumping is such a feature of Big Bash cricket as well, with so many spin bowlers in all of the attacks. Do you have to concentrate more in between deliveries?
Not sure you have to concentrate more. I think you just, obviously, whether it be a Shield game, a one-day game, or Big Bash, you're always potentially in the game as a keeper, and that's one of the best things about our role. But certainly with the T20, the intensity, you have to be sharp and you have to be on, because if one of the big boys runs down first ball and misses it, you want to be able to take the opportunity for your team. So, yeah, you definitely have to be on.
Sammy, it's absolutely crunch time now for the Renegades. Fifth on the table. Eight games have been played. You're 4-4. Some important matches coming up. How are you approaching those? Do you put them in a block, or do you... Obviously, you can't look at, well, there's six more games, and have you paired them up, or are you just doing it one week at a time? Or what's the best way that the Renegades are going to attack this last part of the tournament?
Running's pretty simple. Bryce, you sort of just game by game. We'll look to play our best game against the Sixers in Sydney tomorrow night, and then we'll see how that goes. We'll reflect, we'll learn, we'll try and get better, and then we'll obviously think about the Stars on Saturday night. But Ronnie's big thing on the whiteboard is just how are we improving, how are we playing our best game, and how are we playing our best brand of cricket, because we know if hopefully we execute that and in all departments of batting, bowling and fielding, then that's going to give us a good shot of winning. And as I said before, if we can do that over 14 games, hopefully that'll give us a run in the finals.
Well, it's a genuine, they'd say in football, it's an eight-point game, but terms of what's coming up, the Sixers in third spot, same points, just ahead of you on percentage. That needs a bit of a boost too. You've had, because of the game down at Geelong, you've been smacked on your net run rate. So it really is an important one to get above the sixes.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, from here on in, let's not lie, but they're all big games. But that's really exciting. That's what we want to play in the Big Bash. We want to play in the big games. We want to play when it's crunch time, when the pressure's on. And then, yeah, hopefully, a few of our boys, we can really execute and provide some good entertaining cricket for our, for the crowds and for the public. And, yeah, it can just be a really good show. And obviously, it's a great tournament, so we're all having good fun out there. And it'll be even more fun if we can, hopefully get a few more wins on the board.
Can't wait for the game against the Sixers tomorrow night and then back at home against the Stars on Saturday, which should be an absolute ripper. Did you enjoy the almost crowd catch the other night down at Geelong where the bloke trampled over the tarp about 20 metres and dived to his left?
That was brilliant, wasn't it? Actually, the crowd got a couple of opportunities to crowd catch the other night. Gee, that one straight was... that guy deserved to catch up for the effort he made over that black Hessian in the seat. I can't believe how well he stood up for so long for the hour. He just deserved to take a one-hand blinder. Be a national hero.
Yeah, how he didn't fall between the seats with the Hessian tart was
incredible.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, it's not good news for security guards around the country now because every single person will be trying to march under the tarps and try to catch or straight behind the bowler. Sam, thanks so much for your time this morning. All the best in the next couple of games and then for the remainder of the season as well. It's been great watching you behind the stumps and good to see you getting some runs as well. So look forward to you taking on the Sixers tomorrow night.
No worries. Cheers, guys. Thanks.